Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome to our afternoon Get Into Action on Friday's Care to Share call. My name is Mia Floridas. I am founder of LaBella Baskets. And as always, guys, I just want to say thank you to all the gifting experts who continue to show up with the company on these calls, through our emails, and a very, very special welcome to all of our new gifting experts who have decided to join our LaBella Baskets family. Thank you. And I just want to wish everybody much success on your journey here. If you've been with us for a while, continue to keep growing your business and be consistent and be focused. But most importantly, especially to my new consultants, stay plugged in. Make sure you're on our Facebook community, which is a private Facebook. Make sure you're in the training side. And if you have any questions, never hesitate to email your mentor. Or if you are with the company, just email support@labellabaskets.com and we'll always be here for you. Okay? I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone is healthy. I know in many states we are all with this tough weather conditions. I just want to send a lot of love and prayers to all of you out there, especially those who are out in Texas. What we see is so much devastation, and I just hope everything gets back to some type of normality, right? So I know it, for many of you, it might be hard to concentrate or to work your business, just to even stay focused these days. But as everything, I'm always hopeful that this too shall pass, and things will get back to some type of normal. So please, don't give up on your business or in life or anything. Just do what you got to do. Keep working every day. Keep doing things that you love, that you have a passion for. Keep helping each other out. And I'm talking about anything in life. Like, always be there for your neighbor or for your family and your loved ones. Keep checking on people. It's so important these days right now, okay? Now, I'm going to start going into our updates right now. And as for our partners, our gift partners, and for LaBella Baskets, which is our company, and to all of you out there, all we could do is the best we can right now, right, guys? So there's no pointing fingers or what's going on. There's so much going on that we don't even know how to explain it anymore. But hopefully I understand it. I try to understand what's going out on there. And I just hope we relay this back to you guys and, of course, to our customers because they need to understand as well. Okay? So right now when it comes to our updates, you know, we went through another major holiday, Valentine's Day, and I hope all of you had a nice one with your loved ones. We have taken it down from our stores, and we've updated our front page of our stores, and also updates right now with our gifting partners, so please pay attention on this part. So, you know, we have one of our gift baskets in Texas. They're up and running. They really are, and we are having a little bit of shipping delays, so they keep me posted every single day. So if anything goes wrong, they're going to email me or call me right away. And of course, as I said earlier, we have to understand. In these conditions, all we could hope for is the best, right? And UPS is what they use, and they're doing their best to pick up all our gifts so they could deliver them to our customers. Our California warehouse is having a day or two delay before our gifts are being shipped out. They as well are dealing with inventory to get to them, and they are short of staff as we have for many months now because they're dealing with different rules and COVID over there. Our personalized gifts, we are finally getting some updates on our categories. They are low in stock with many certain items, and I apologize for that. And I'm back and forth with them, especially when orders come in, to see if they're in stock, if it's not in stock. I know it's troublesome to you guys, to me, to our customers, but this is all I got right now. And as I told a few consultants, I could take the whole category down or not. I choose not to, because they do have a lot. There's a lot in that whole category. So I'm sure not everything is out of stock, but there are a few things that are going out of stock, and we find out as we go. But going back and forth with them, I think they're getting tired of me constantly asking. They are sending us updates now. So right now my team already has updated the baby category. So whatever's in that baby category is in stock, unless something changes and we have to add or take away. We've already updated the bags and the totes. So whatever there is in stock. They are now working, which is a big category, we're working on the glassware and the barware. And we're just going to continue down the line until it's done. I hope this could be done like within a week or so. But in the meantime, until we finish all the updates on all the personalized gifts, please make sure if a customer, this is how it works. If a customer places the order on your website on their own, right away the team grabs the order, checks the stock, like within minutes. And if it's not in stock and we have something that we could recommend, we will call your customer and say, we're sorry, this is not in stock, but we have this instead. But if it's an item that we don't have anything to compare it to or to recommend, pretty much we want to avoid that transaction before it goes on to the next day. Because this way it just goes right back into their credit card. It's not like a refund where they have to wait 3 to 5 business days for it to get there. When we void it, the money goes right back within a few hours. So we want to prevent anything that's going to make the customer feel uncomfortable ordering from us, okay? So that's how it's working. Now, if you guys are placing the order or helping your customer and they picked out, just do the best thing. Email us right away. Say, I have this item. Please check if it's in stock. We will check. We will email you back right away. And voila, we'll take care. So this is how we're going to be dealing with our personalized gifts. And again, I'm hopeful that everything is going to get better with our personalized gifts and what they have in stock. But I know the pillowcases, there's stuff. Oh, another thing. Like the pillowcases, they pretty much said they're out of stock. And there's certain things they tell me it's out of stock, but it's never going to come back again. So if you see items in your store that say sold out, that means they gave us the idea that it might come back again. If you see an item that just simply disappeared from the store, that means it's not ever going to come back again. Okay? Now, as I said, the rest of the gifts are good so far. But again, given that there is snow and cold temperatures, I'm here in New York, we're full of snow and it's really cold and it's supposed to snow again. So and there's a lot of places right now that are really hurting, and there are big delays with our post office, with everything. So just make sure, and I hope our customers understand, because I know we're not the only ones that are dealing with this. So I don't think it's something that, you know, they think it's just us and nobody else is going through this. I think everyone's going through this, right, guys? Okay. So now when it comes to the free shipping category, as you all know, it's up and running. And we put it on top to give it some exposure, because it is good news, right? And we're going to keep building on it, and many are loving it. A lot of the consultants are emailing us saying that they're loving it, so we're really happy about that. And we're going to keep adding more into those categories. We want to keep building it. We also posted on Facebook these really nice plants that we'll be adding to our flower category. They're pretty mini roses. It's a plant. They come in yellow rose, pink rose, red rose, and I think there was one more. And then we have the I always had problems saying this one, the Kalanko plant. Kalanko, or Kalankoi, I think it's Kalanko. Very pretty plant as well. That comes in 3 different vibrant colors. We'll be adding that as well. And another good news is the message on the vase. We're going to start working so we can finish it. That's going to be put onto our gift basket site as well. And as you'll remember, it's a vase that pretty much we're going to add a motivational quote or a spiritual quote, or they could create their own. It's up to them. They could even ask somebody to marry them. They could write whatever they want, and they get it delivered. These are overnight flowers. Always remember that. And they're roses, and there will be some other bouquets as well. So these are all shipping overnight. So this will be a special section. Now, we also have one now that we're going to be adding, which we already posted on Facebook. I see that our Facebook is not getting the views that we normally. So I don't know if you guys are missing it or you're not seeing it or it's not. I have no idea what's going on. I'm not talking about our corporate Labella baskets, but our the private group. Because usually when we post, we'll get so many views and people will comment. So now I have no idea what's going on. But if you want, we do post it there. And, of course, we go to the training site and our newsletter, and we post it there as well. We try to cover everything so you guys could know what's going on. But there will be a vase now that you could actually, just like our cookie logos, where you have to email a picture, the same thing. I think these are going to be great, as we mentioned, for sympathy bouquets. If you have a beautiful picture of the person who passed, they could send it to us, and they could even, you know, there's a few characters they could have that they could even write a message, and then the bouquet will be delivered overnight to the person's home, of course, not to the funeral, but to the person's home. Because it's shipped overnight, so obviously it comes by UPS. And they will have a vase that would have the loved one. Or it could be a family vacation picture. Or it could be a picture of their doggie or cat or any animal. So I think this is going to be a great addition to our flower category. I love it. I did send out a few of these for Valentine's Day to my niece, you know, to my nephew and his girlfriend, and they all loved it. And I put their pictures as couples on the vase, and I told them Happy Valentine's Day, just to see what their reaction was. And, of course, the boys loved it, but the girls were like, oh, my God, that is so cute. So it's going to do well. The way it is, it's a paper that's waterproof, and it goes inside the vase. So when the customer receives it, and they just have to add the water and add the food that comes with it, the paper never gets wet. Okay, so it's almost like a plastic type of where they print it on. So I think, again, great idea. I love it. If you guys have any comment on this, when I open up the lines, let me know. So we'll be adding this. This will all be showing after the weekend. Okay, now another thing is, what's going to happen now? I hope all of you had a beautiful Valentine's Day that you have with your loved ones, or if you were by yourself. It doesn't make a difference these days. You know, as long as you could have a good time and just feel, you know, there's so many ways you could connect with people right now. I don't think anyone should ever be alone with all this technology. But right now, it's all about, you know, what's next? What is our mission? It's all about the occasions right now, which there's plenty. There's birthdays, babies, and thank yous, and get wells, and be safe out there, and I'm sending you a care package. There's a lot. But at the same time, we are nearing March. Do you believe that, guys? I mean, we're already, what's today, February 19th? It's crazy. To me, it's still wild how fast the year goes, maybe because we're getting older, it gets faster. But with March, we do have St. Patrick's Day. And then I think Easter this year lands on April 4th. So as soon as March rolls in, with what's going on, are they going to have the Easter baskets, you know, on time. Like last year, we had it at a great time where it gave us almost a whole month to promote. I'm hopeful that, you know, they'll have the baskets ready so we can start advertising. So that's going to be really pretty much until Mother's Day. That's the biggest holiday for us, which would be Easter. We had a really great Easter last year. That I do remember. And St. Patrick's Day is okay as well. We always add a few green baskets to celebrate that holiday, which is, all these holidays are really fun and they're important. Okay, so another thing I want to go over is, you know, I don't want anyone to make this business difficult. I know some of you come in and you get a little overwhelmed because you see so many gifts. And I know you love the gifts because a lot of you tell me, oh, I was with another company and they only sold this one product and it just got harder and harder. And I come here and there's so many gifts. And then something happens. So I just want you guys to really focus and just market a few items a week. You're allowed to break down this whole shopping cart of beautiful items. So don't overwhelm yourself with training. It shouldn't be difficult. I never said it was going to be easy. Always remember that. No business is easy. I don't care if you're selling one product, 10 products, if you have a store out there, you could be selling food, whatever. It's never easy. But once you start building and you put yourself out there on all your social medias, and you keep putting out there really good content, really good content, people will start following you. I know it. I do it all the time. People start following you, and people will start buying with you, and people will start trusting you, and they need your service because obviously online buying is at the most highest ever, ever. Going through the pandemic right now and all these shops are closing, which is so sad. You know, all these stores are not open on their full capacity. Online sales has skyrocketed. So you have to do your part to put yourself out there to get a piece of the business. Right, guys? Just to get a little piece. Okay? Now, also, if you noticed in the newsletter, and I added it to the training site, you know how we're always looking for different programs and apps that could help all of you to keep organized. I think having all these social media platforms and throwing out all these different links to your customers, it could get crazy, right? So I know during the beginning of the winter, of last year, we introduced, I think it's called Linktree to you guys. And this is something that you could add to your Instagram, you could add to your TikTok, you could add to many social media platforms where pretty much it organizes, it customizes all your links. It's a website that keeps everything, all your content in one place. But something happened with Linktree. Once you go to that person's link, it now tells people that it's not secure, that it's a risk to click on it. Remember, LaBella went through it. If you don't pay for that license to have your website secure, that's what they do now. They want everybody to know that your website is safe and that people could click on it, especially if you're collecting money. So it's a license that you pay for. So Linktree now, you can't, it shows that. So it looks really bad because it'll ask you, do you want to click on it? Yes or no? And I think that just makes people very leery. So I found another company that it's called Beacons. And it's really, it's the same concept, but they're secure. Number one, you could customize it, make it look pretty. They have different templates. And you could add your YouTube, your Spotify. You could add your Instagram, your TikTok, your Facebook. The best thing about it also is that you could actually add a favorite product. So you know how you could do, you know, product of the week. you could actually go to our store, which they are working now, guys. Everything's up and running. We had an error code on our link shares, you know, underneath the item where it says Facebook share or copy link code, whatever. It wasn't working for a few days, and they figured out the error. You could take a link of a favorite product of yours and actually constantly update, you know, your that little website that you're going to be creating. So these are really good things that you could do to keep everything organized and make it easier for your customer to know where everything is. Okay, and also if you join, it's free. Always go for the free stuff. I love free stuff. But you know they do have a premium, and they gave us $20 to give to you guys. But you could keep to the free, guys. It still works on a free. But if you do want the premium, obviously the ad goes away where it's promoting their website, of course. That's how, you know, they get you. It's like, okay, there'll be an ad if you don't pay for the premium. But who cares? The ad is not so big and so noticeable. So, again, all these programs are so important to keep learning. We have the links in the newsletter, and we have the links to the training site. And, again, the only reason I found the switch because I started seeing that Linktree was not secure, and it just looked horrible when I clicked on those links, okay? So, guys, does anybody have any questions right now? Let me see. Oh, there's a lot of people on. Any questions, press 5-star. Any questions about anything about what we just talked about? Or if you have any ideas, anything that's going on, please press 5-star. Nobody has anything to say? If you're a new consultant, okay, I'm opening up the line. I don't think I know this number. Area code is 618. Hello?
Yes. Yes. Huh? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who am I speaking with?
This is Marna.
Hi, Marna.
I've been with Bella, with LaBella for many years, but just trying to update and get excited about it. But anyway, you were talking about the securing the website, and you said it was Beacons or Beacon?
Beacons. Go to the training site, and it's there. Just click on it.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, go to the training site. This way you can get the, if you are going to upgrade, you get the $20. Yeah, it's called Beacons. It's Beacons. Beacons.
Okay.
Beacons.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, it's nice to hear people who are still with us and they're getting reconnected with their business. We have a lot of new gifting consultants who came back to us because they're ready. And I love that. I love to hear from you again. And I hope much success to all of you here. Anybody else? Press 5-star. Press 5-star if you have any questions. How do you guys like the new vases where you could actually add pictures? Anybody have any questions on that? It's pretty much it. Anybody? Guys have no questions today. Okay. Well, guys, that's all I have to say for today. I hope everyone's doing well. And I said, like I said, to keep safe. We're going to keep working hard back here to make you guys happy, make our customers happy. I will continue to give updates on our Facebook and through emails and through our alerts that we send out through, you know, our autoresponder so we could keep you guys up to date on everything that's going on. It's hard times. I understand that. And there's a lot of challenges. But as I said in the beginning of the call, don't let it set you back. Unless I totally understand if you're going through a lot right now and family and your health and your life is way more important than a little business right now, right, guys? But at the same time, you know, you always have our support. You could always email us and let us know what's going on. And it's all about working together, right? So let me just open up the line so I can hear your voices. So is everybody here?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, guys, you know, just enjoy the rest of the day. I know it's Friday. Do the best you can. Promote. Are you excited about the Vosges? You are, right? Yes?
Yes. Thank you,
yeah.
Mia.
I know this. I could see, especially with Sympathy, people giving us pictures of that. I think that's going to be a big hit with us, even though it's so sad.
Yeah.
But that's part of life, right? So with the picture, make sure that it's clear. I think that's the best thing we could do, that's a clear. And again, let me just, because there's a lot of background noise. Hold on. What we're going to do is that once they give us the picture, we'll continue on with the order. But when they're on the website to place the order, there's going to be two fields. One is like an open line that they could have. They could write whatever they want. They could put the deceased person's name. They could put the family vacation date or we love you, whatever, on the first line. And then they'll have a second field where they could add a closing. I love you guys. Happy birthday. Many wishes. Love, you know, whatever family. So it's going to be two fields that they could write whatever they want. And we'll design it. So whatever looks good, we don't want to cover the person's face or anything. So we'll always center everything to make it look nice and put the, you know, whatever they wrote down in those fields on top and on the bottom. Or they don't have to write anything and they'll just have the person's picture there. It's up to them. And then they could choose what date they want it delivered. That's going to be one field. And that's basically it when it comes to that. And like I said, it's going to be roses and we have a variety of bouquets as well. And it's going to be a good price, like always. It's the same pricing. It's overnight flowers. It's just that they'll pay a little bit extra for the vase that comes with the picture. Okay? So any other questions before we move on to our day? Anybody else? Okay, guys, I love you. Stay healthy. Thank you for being on this call with me. If you have any questions after the call, you could always email support@labellabaskets.com. Stay in touch, guys. That's how we grow together. Okay, I'm over at the line. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for coming on the call. And we'll
send
the
newsletter. Okay, thank you.
Have a nice weekend. Yeah, we'll send out the news. We'll send the newsletter
out. Got the package.
Who's that?
Linda.
Oh,
you got it? Today. Yay, yes.
Oh, my God.
Very
thank
good.
God. Wow,
thank
that's
you.
Crazy. Oh, you're welcome, Linda. Thank you for all your patience. Okay, guys, thank you for being on
Anytime.
The call. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.